It's Get Well Wednesday. Our doctor is from Atlanta, Dr. Antonio Graham. Dr. Antonio Graham is a Morehouse College grad. All right. I like that. And he's here this morning to talk about the how to age well and protection from dementia. Okay, let's start with dementia. So Doc, what's the difference in dementia and, say, Alzheimer's?
Yeah. Okay. So dementia is kind of an umbrella term for any type of cognitive impairment or memory issues. But Alzheimer's disease is a specific type of dementia.
Okay.
Typically, it's the most common type of dementia in America. About 75% of all the people who have dementia in America have Alzheimer's disease.
Okay.
But there's definitely other types.
Okay, now what type? All right, let's see. I can't find my eyeglasses, and they're on my head. What kind of dementia is that?
That doesn't necessarily mean that you have dementia because
it doesn't.
Find,
oh, thank God.
No, so the thing is that, you know, with normal aging, sometimes there is some forgetfulness, but typically, if someone is just normal aging reasons, they'll actually be able to recall it. For someone who has dementia, it may be, let's say that they've been going to the same place that they go to wash their car for years, and all of a sudden they drive there and they get lost, and they've been going there for 20 years, and it's 5 minutes from their house.
Yeah.
That would be kind of an alarm sign for dementia, or, you know, their grandchildren's name or people that they're close to, they can't remember their names, and it doesn't ever come back. Not just occasionally they forget, but, like, they just cannot remember. That would be more warning signs toward dementia.
And there's no research to find the gene that causes these symptoms?
Well, so there is a percentage of people who have dementia that is a genetic cause, but that's really the smaller portion. Most of the people who have it, you know, now we believe it's due to this kind of inflammation in the brain, and there's a lot of research kind of going on about that. It used to be thought that there were proteins that were causing it, but now it's kind of a mixed bag. But we know that there's certain things, for instance, diabetes that's uncontrolled in middle age, so like in your 40s, is a risk factor for getting dementia later in life. Someone who is a first-degree family member, or if there's a trend in your family, let's say there's three relatives, grandfather, the child, and then now the grandchild, if everyone has dementia kind of in the family, there is some link between that. But honestly, majority is not necessarily genetic, but some type of environmental factors or causes.
What can we do to hold this off, doctor, to age gracefully and well and with our faculties intact?
So exercise, I know it's an old adage, but exercise is protective for dementia. Someone who does at least majority days of the week, 30, 40 minutes of either aerobic or resistance training.
When someone says, is that a sign? yeah. When they talk about exercise, is that a sign?
Yeah, I mean, it is protective for that. The other thing is that learning a second language later in life, there's some studies that support that people who learn a language, that's protective for the brain and dementia.
Really?
I've been thinking about taking up proper English, so.
That's a good start.
My dad had dementia before he passed, and there were some of the things that, you know, you just talked about, but I know when he was going to the bathroom, he would go in the kitchen or go in, you know, the living room by the fireplace. And you know, those and then sometimes he would, you know, go back to when he was in Vietnam and say some things there. So what we did was we immediately took the firearms out of the house.
Yes.
Just in case, you know, something, you know, he would just lose it or something.
Yeah, so that's a very good point about the firearms. I have quite a few. I work for the VA, and I have quite a few veterans that we have to have that discussion about firearms, because as they lose kind of capacity to make sound decisions, just as you said, you know, you have to think about gun safety and just kind of even safety in the house, period. Even wandering is another problem with people who have advanced dementia. They may just leave out of the house and go, you know, anywhere, because they just don't have that sense of that I should only stay kind of in this area. So wandering is a common behavior. And also sometimes people get into accidents or lost as a result of wandering. So yeah, there's a lot of things, especially with advanced dementia, and you're taking care of a loved one that has one that has advanced dementia, that you have to put a lot of precautions in place as the caregiver to make sure that you kind of keep them safe from themselves, because the disease takes away their ability to make sound decisions.
Learning a second language. I like that's
I heard it described as if you find your keys in the refrigerator, that's not necessarily a problem that you put them there. But if you pick up your keys and not know what they're to be used for, that's an indication of a problem.
That's called tequila.
That is definitely an indication of a problem. Again, a normal agent, someone would be able to say, like, you know, oh, I left my keys, I can't remember where I put them, and you're quickly able to find them. But, yeah, if you can't do something that you wouldn't normally be able to do very easily, and all of a sudden you can't do that, or your family members are noticing that you can't do things like, for instance, yeah, driving places and not getting lost, then those are definitely signs that you need to be screened and be seen by either primary care doctor or a geriatrician to make sure that there's not some underlying dementia there.
He's a geriatrician in Atlanta. His name is Dr. Antonio Graham. He'll be around to answer your questions about aging and protection from dementia for the next hour at 646464. And it's brought to you by Walmart. Walmart is working with Feeding America to help fight hunger in your community. Visit walmart.com/fighthunger to learn how. Save money, live better. Walmart.